from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M. Best of.
I've got a graph in front of me
that
is the international penis size graph. Australian blokes have come up short in what's being described as the study of international penis sizes. We're in 43rd place.
43rd?
Yeah, I'm not happy with this.
No.
I'm not going to go into the language that's in front of me. But I'm just going to go through the countries rather than the specific lengths.
Yeah.
You know, because length is neither here nor there.
And it's in inches and it's confusing.
Yeah, inches are confusing.
You can't convert.
For someone your age, they are. My age, they're very, very, you know, that's, you know, I don't have an issue with inches.
No.
But you should always just think, Will, remember I said, of a subway.
Yeah, a foot long.
Foot long or a 6 inch.
And work backwards from there.
Yeah.
Particularly in your case, work a long way backwards.
From the foot long?
From the 6 inch.
Oh, from the 6 inch.
Work it back to your mondus pubis. Or is it pubis mondus?
I think I haven't heard that since I was at school.
It's one of the number 86 is Cambodia.
Right.
On the list. Mm-hmm. That seems a little low for Cambodia.
Yep.
It's Mons pubis.
Mons pubis. Yeah, I met her a couple of times. This is just degenerating into childishness from you.
Let's get back to the
list. You, William. The UK came in at number 66, 5.17 inches. So it seems light on.
I thought you weren't going to talk.
I wasn't, but yeah, I thought I'd give some context.
Yeah.
Spain came in at 53. I expected more from the Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're such a beautiful people.
I'm sure they still are.
Yeah, they still are, but slightly diminished in my view now, the Spanish, and slightly diminished in their pants.
Right.
We came in at 43 on the list.
Yeah.
Only 86 were
measured.
It wasn't every country.
Oh, right.
No.
It's only halfway.
So we're halfway.
Yeah.
And how many countries did you say there are in the world?
I think we're talking 200
depends
around.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah.
Why? Like, surely there's a number.
FIFA say there's like 204. And
well, I'm not going to ask soccer people.
Then the UN say there's 190 something. Like,
oh, because some yeah.
Well, is it all right if I ask the UN?
Sure.
Before I ask FIFA? Yeah.
They've got a bit going on there at the moment.
They might not say Taiwan is a country. Or
well, I don't care.
Yeah. I couldn't care less who FIFA thinks is a country. They'd be all on the take anyway, wouldn't they? I'm only posing that as a question. No, I'm not suggesting that is what's happening. It's certainly not an allegation.
Not a statement of fact.
I want to be very clear on that.
Yeah, for sure.
The tentacles of FIFA are everywhere.
Mm.
France comes in at 11, and the French deserve that.
Yeah.
Haiti, number 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's the top 5.
Here's the top 5. Oh. Sudan coming in at 4. Mm. Oof, I'm not entirely surprised. Bolivia coming in at 3. Bolivia. Yeah.
South America.
The Argentinians.
Mm. No, they're Argentinians.
All right.
Bolivia's Bolivians.
Cameroon at 2.
Oh.
What about number 1?
Number 1.
Yeah.
Ecuador.
Mm.
I don't think I know any... Any people from Ecuador?
Ecuadorians?
I
Ecuadorian.
Don't know any Ecuadorians.
Troy, are you familiar with any Ecuadorians?
Yeah, I've met a couple. There's
a rock! The Marty Shear Gold Show on Triple M.
How did you hurt your eye is the area we're moving into now.
William
reliably reminded me that we've already done this phone this year, and I said, I don't care.
within the last 7 weeks.
I couldn't care less. Because when you ask the listeners, how did you bust your eye, the phones light up because everyone wants to tell their story about how they busted their eye.
Preferably if you haven't called before.
No, if you've even... don't ever say that,
Will. What are you doing?
Yes.
Of course.
You didn't even remember doing this a month ago.
Are you kidding, mate? How many times do you reckon I've honestly done, how did you bust your eye? You're worried about it 8 weeks ago. I reckon I've done this phoner 18 times.
Yes.
How did you bust your eye would be a once-a-year phoner for me.
Of course.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
They're always busting their eye.
The second time this year.
Okay. Well, I reckon it could be a two-a-year phoner, which would mean I've done it nearly 40 times.
Yeah.
And I love it. It'll be fresh as a daisy. When I come at it, I come at it hard. I straight line this phoner.
Put it in the diary for July again.
Yeah.
If ever there's a phoner I want to get my head over, it's how did you bust your... Bust your eye.
Do you remember why we did bust an eye last time?
No, I don't.
No.
I think it was someone giving birth and popped an
their
eye.
Eyeball popped out of their socket, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Push too hard.
That feels like a long time ago.
Yeah,
March 15. It was 2 months ago.
Italy's Alberto Dionisi was a surprise winner of Stage 11 of the Giro d'Italia after Binnum Girmay was forced to abandon this year's race.
There's a lot of names in this that I had to really read this properly.
As if I'm saying any of their names right.
Binnum
became the first black African winner of the Grand Tour stage on Tuesday. But here's the problem for Binnum.
Yeah.
He was forced to go to hospital, and people may have seen this overnight on the news outlets, after popping a Prosecco cork into his left eye while on the podium.
Oh, here's what happened.
He's given himself a good corky.
He really has got himself in the eye.
Oh, yeah. He really did. He was leaning over a giant magnum of champagne, like literally leaning over, looking at it, and probably half thinking, should I be like, pop? Yeah. And got him right in the eyeball.
That would really hurt.
He returned, despite later returning to enjoy the victory with his teammates, Binnum was unfit to make the start on Wednesday. Mm. He said he was now okay but needed to recover. I was a bit sad with what happened with the champagne and my teammates were a bit afraid, but today I did not start the race because my eye needs more rest.
This is a translated article, I think.
Is it?
Oh.
Yesterday when I arrived after the hospital, I enjoyed the win with my teammates. I am okay now. Thank you to everyone for supporting me. Good. Well, thank you, Binnum, for giving us yet another opportunity to ask the question, how did you bust your eye? Hello, Carly. How are you going?
I'm great. How are you?
Never better, thank you, mate. How did you bust your eye, Carly?
Well, back in the day when we used grey lids at primary school, Miss Duffin had us sharpen them one day sitting around the table.
Yep.
And as I reached over to the floor to pick up one I dropped, my best friend pulled her grey lid out of the sharpener.
Oh.
And I literally wore the pencil in my eyeball.
You literally leant into the sharpened end of a pencil.
Yes, the freshly sharpened grey lid.
Unbelievable.
Will,
that is why we do How Did You Hurt Your Eye?
It's like the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Exactly like that.
I mean, it's...
the thought of something being in my eyeball is...
Matthew, can you put this all together for the ACRA Awards, Radio's Night of Nights? Thank you. Dave's giving me a round of applause. I mean, if this doesn't go across Commercial Radio Australia's desk, I don't know what will.
How'd you bust your eye, Cam?
G'day, everyone. I was camping on the Murray and hockey strap hit me in the eye, in the side of the eye. And
this all sounds very familiar, Cam.
Yeah, so I rang a couple of weeks ago. And I had
for the
really
last time we did the eye stuff.
Yeah.
Have a show back.
Yeah!
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Best of. On Triple M.
Overrated films is always a fun area. It's got us talking in here. It's like when Matthew told me that Ben Affleck's a better actor than Matt Damon.
You mean Will.
Yeah, Will.
I said the opposite of that. Matt Damon is so much better than Ben Affleck.
Now he's trying to change his story.
It was about careers, wasn't it? Who had the better career?
Who's had the better career? That was a good debate.
And it's easily Ben Affleck.
I agree.
Overrated movies is just a landmine area, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'll kick off with Avatar.
100%.
Mm. Avatar, to me, was the most overrated, overhyped film that's ever been made.
Yeah.
And a boring film to boot.
Yeah.
I love that it kickstarted Shane Worthington's career.
Sam
Worthington's career. I've always been a massive fan of Sam.
Yeah. I've always felt like Avatar was just like, look what we can do with technology. It didn't matter about the plot. It was just kind of, that was just thrown out the window.
I just don't know who rates it. That's
James Cameron would. He would have loved it.
Yeah.
But I also think he could be a sneaky dentient.
Do you?
They're separate to the conversation we're having now.
Yeah. We're not asking who's a dentient.
No.
We're asking.
Most overrated film. Maybe Titanic.
No!
Oh,
are you only saying that to
Why would you say that, Troy?
I just wanted to hear from Patricia.
Have you lost your mind? No, I enjoyed Titanic.
No, I did too. It was great.
How could you not?
How could you not?
It's just a bit long.
It's just long.
It is 3 hours.
I mean, I could have done with less of him chained to the pipe in the room downstairs. Yeah. It's like, hurry up, we know you're getting out.
Like I said, just everything with the old woman, you're remove all of that.
Yeah, take the old woman out of it. She had some pace issues just with the dialogue alone.
No, but that's what makes me cry the most at the end when
when it sinks.
No. It's not even the end. It's like another half an hour.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Another half an hour of her floating around on a bit of wood. There's no way it could have floated.
It's a door, actually.
It's a door, is it?
Yes.
Arrival was an overrated film. I didn't like Arrival. I think there's a theme developing for me.
I don't like the spacey ones.
No. Yeah. No.
Did you like Gravity?
I hated that film.
I thought it was a bit slow at times. Mm. I always loved George Clooney, don't get me wrong. I'd watch George walk to the shops. But I didn't love it.
Mm. I thought it was so tense.
Gravity.
Yeah.
It was just silly.
I felt a bit sick.
I just knew that George and
Sandra
were going to be okay.
George wasn't okay.
You know,
in real life.
I knew it was just a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that he hadn't really spacewalked.
Yeah. He drifted off into space.
That is terrifying. Yeah. I thought of that.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Just drifting off into deep space. Just be like, oh. And I've got these giant mitts on. I can't have any fun.
Oh, my God, mate.
Because your first thought would be, have I got time?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, club sandwich.
Club sandwich time. Have I got time for a quick club? Well, I can't. I got giant mitts on.
Take the mitt off.
Yeah. I'll take the mitt off. Could I pull my arm back up into my
suit? Yeah, I was going to say, you just go into the suit, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Pull my arm back into the suit.
I think you'd have
suit.
Other things.
Ah, got it out.
Occupying your thoughts.
Mm. Stress. I perform under stress. No problem.
We know.
Jeff, most overrated film?
I agree with Troy. Titanic.
Oh, you didn't like it, Jeff. That's controversial because it's probably in Loz's top five favourite films of
100%,
all time.
100%. Yes, correct.
Hey, Jeff. Absolutely. Look, I understand people like it, but it just bored me to tears. I almost had one of my, like the topic you had the other day, I almost had a nap while watching it.
Yeah.
But this is all it needed.
This ship can't
sink.
10 seconds.
You can watch the whole thing, and then sometimes you just watch half from when it hits the iceberg. And that's enough.
I see.
That's when it's like.
You don't need to watch everyone sliding down the deck for 40 minutes.
No, that's when you do watch.
Oh, that's when you do watch.
Yeah.
You don't watch all the stuff where he gets a ticket in the mess hall and all of that gear.
Yeah.
Anthony, how are you going?
Jiggy, how are you?
Wonderful, mate. Most overrated film?
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it.
Cut him off.
Mate.
It was
Will's
so
not happy
good.
With you, Anthony.
It is absolutely overrated. Childish. They brought back the other Spider-Man.
Spoiler alert.
No, just ruining
spoilers. Apparently, spoiler alert, Anthony.
I liked it.
Got some on Insta, Will?
We had heaps of it on Insta. Titanic was brought up a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
An unfair amount. Yeah. We had Love Actually. That was suggested by Ali.
Sacrilege.
I never liked that film.
Mm.
One of my favourite Christmas movies. Movies?
Brad says Gladiator.
Oh, that's
overrated.
Yeah,
Brad. Overrated.
Stop contacting the show.
Clayton made a good point. He says, "What a list! Soul is awesome. This is just a list created by internet trolls to get a reaction. It's a Patricia list."
Yeah, well, it certainly got a reaction from us.
And here's this from Brett: the most overrated film of all time would have to be The Godfather.
Oh,
I don't
no.
see a deal in it. I wouldn't even rate Al Pacino's performance.
Oh my God. Ridiculous. Wind up. Go out and try your luck. You may be gone or
duck. Hooray for Hollywood. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Do you know a bad loser? Do you know what I mean? Do you know a bad loser in life? Did they overreact when a game result didn't go their way? Have a listen to this bloke. An American man's been found guilty of aggravated assault after officials said he shot a man over a game of Uno.
Mm. What?
I mean, the world's gone mad.
It's more than a game. More than a game.
I mean, it's Uno. It's just Uno.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like more than a game, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, this will come as no surprise to anyone, but I once threw a glass of water in my mum's partner Pete's face because he cheated in Monopoly, and
Did he cheat?
No. But, you know, he won in a way that he shouldn't have won.
How did he win?
He won because
I had to ask.
Sorry. I've fed Patricia.
I'm in the middle of trying to set something up.
Okay, no, go.
How did he win?
Okay.
So I was fully winning. I had everything. I had every property. He mortgaged everything. And then I had to be somewhere. I was 19. I had a very busy social life. Mm. And he was like, well, go, leave. And then I win. And I was like, absolutely not. I was like, go. I
like, he was pulling out declare. The U4-foot rule.
Yeah, I was like, declare. Ridiculous. And then he said, okay, fine. If I roll a one, then I win.
Oh, he gave himself a one in chance six and of winning goes, after inventing his own rules.
Yeah, good odds.
But he goes, but if we roll a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
you win.
You win.
And he rolled a one.
He rolled a one.
Unbelievable.
And he's like, I win!
Oh, my God. Patricia must have been out of the box.
Water in the face.
I'm competitive, but I wouldn't care less about that.
I remember playing. Do you remember the game of life?
Yes.
That was still a thing. Mm. I remember playing that as a kid with a mate from up the street. Mm. And he didn't get he was a teacher instead of a lawyer or whatever the first flick of the thing is.
Yeah.
And it decides what you're going to be for the whole game. And then he just shot out the front door, and I had to go and find him. And he was crying in the bushes about five houses up.
What? Calm down.
I know. No, being a teacher isn't that bad. It is horrendous.
You are winning at the game of life, though, aren't you?
Oh, mate, in the long run, I beat him so many times. Imagine where he's crying now. Taylor Grant shot a man during a party at Taylor's cousin's house. So it was Taylor's cousin's house.
Yeah.
In December 2020, the district attorney's office said Taylor and the victim, who was visiting from out of town, began arguing after the group played a game of Uno.
We've already had feedback. It's Uno.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rather than Uno.
Yeah.
Uno.
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 Yeah, Uno.
I'm not saying Uno.
But that's what it's called.
I don't care what it's called. I'm saying Uno. Taylor shot the victim in the bicep and threatened to shoot him again.
What?
And kill him. So the bicep shot wasn't enough.
Oh,
Taylor's gone, I will shoot you again and I will kill you.
If you give me another draw for
you skip me one more time. Taylor called for an Uber to take the victim to his home. Oh. Like, you've had enough, mate. You're going home. I tell you, I might have shot you, but I'm not an idiot. I'll get you an Uber. When police later found him, the victim told officers he was shot during a drive-by and didn't know who shot him. Nice. Tried to cover it.
Yeah. Mm.
The victim underwent several surgeries when he returned home. He called police to tell them what had really happened. He testified that he didn't want anyone to get in trouble, and that's why he lied about the drive-by.
Right.
Oh. And the jury found Taylor guilty of aggravated assault. Hey, Jack.
I was playing wee bowling with my brother back in the day. We were pretty young. He's 3 years younger than me, and I gave him a right flogging.
Yeah. Yep.
It resulted in him turning around with the wee remote and busting me front two teeth out.
Oh no, Jack. I mean, he didn't intend to do that kind of damage.
Oh, he did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of those guys. Yeah. And so literally you've just got two new front teeth, Jack.
Yeah, just the two front teeth snapped in half.
Oh my God.
Those Wii remotes were dangerous, though. They just flung around.
A lot of broken TVs with those.
Yeah.
I never got into Wii. Did you get into Wii?
No, I didn't get into Wii either.
I was in the Golden Showers. I'm not an idiot. But I was never into the console.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
Erica says her 7-year-old plays Uno, memory games, snakes and ladders, etc., and throws his hands up in the air, stomps off and screams, "My life sucks!"
Well, you've got to get on top of that kid now.
I know. They're seven.
You got to knock that out of him. Absolutely. I mean, I don't mean physically. Those days are over. But, God, geez, it'd be easy if you could bring those days back.
Spencer, you know, a bad
Hang
loser.
Up, people.
Hey, Spence.
Look, we used to play brandy when we were kids around the block in West Heidelberg, and this one kid, like, he got branded like he would not believe. Yeah. So he's ran home, grabbed his dad's slug gun, and started chasing kids, shooting them. Free ended up in hospital.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, that's next level, not taking it well, isn't it?
He was always like, he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, fair enough. I didn't know he was a pain in the ass.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Best of.
Haunted houses is what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yes.
Now. Are you in one? Have you lived in one? Have you been near one?
Have you, Marty?
Yeah, remember the little girl at the end of my bed?
In my street.
That's right.
In your street now.
Yeah.
God almighty, I was scared that night. It almost scared me sober.
Oh. Maybe that's why you saw her.
She had a little white dress on. It was only about 3 foot high. Looked a bit like Rove, actually.
Who's the same height as...
Who's your height?
Yeah.
I hear we established that the other day, didn't we?
A bit of Rove about her. In that vanilla-y kind of white dress way.
Is he 172?
Yeah, I think so.
Just, I got him by center.
Oh, you tower over him.
Just got him. We're at the pool, poolside. No shoes on. I got him. A psychic, I said psychic, with 30 years' experience has revealed exactly how to tell if you are living among ghosts and what you can do about it.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel like you've ever lived among ghosts?
Mm.
Maybe you just went away to an Airbnb for the weekend and thought, holy hell, I'm Bad getting vibes. The heebie-jeebies here.
Mm, who moved my keys?
Yeah.
It was a cleaner.
My mum's boyfriend used to live in a really haunted house. Like, he was pushed down the stairs by a ghost.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said they came home one night and they had, like, frosted glass front door and there was a man behind the frost. And they're like, oh, my God, there's someone in the house. Went in there, no one there.
Right.
Went to bed later. They heard a noise. He got up and he stayed at the top of the stairs and someone pushed him in the lower back. And
oh,
he
really?
Went down the stairs, yeah.
Well, sure. In that same house with the little girl at the end of my bed was another bloke who reckons that same little girl, or a little girl, or a little person, brove, was sitting on his chest one night. He actually felt the weight of that ghost on his chest.
Brove.
Get out of here.
Pop off.
Yeah. Surely you got stuff to do.
Oh, that's scary.
Known as the Australian Ghost Whisperer, Katerina Legato clears menacing spirits from homes and helps people connect with loved ones who have passed and offers psychic healing.
Ooh.
Oh.
Katerina explained that most ghosts that go on to wreak havoc in the living world are simply scared and confused. Oh. I don't like it when they start, you know, trying to work out what's going on with ghosts.
No.
You've either seen one or you haven't. Don't tell me what it's thinking.
Yeah. Did you ask it?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have a chat?
Katerina said a lot of people go through their lives afraid of dying. Well, fair enough. So when they do die, they're afraid and in shock that their life has ended, and this can lead them to get stuck in this reality. If everyone who dies who's afraid of dying turns into a ghost, there's going to be a lot of ghosts around.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anyone who's welcoming dying.
No.
Some of them feel evil in death because they were in life. Oh, now this is interesting, isn't it? If you're a horrible person in life, a murderer or something nasty, then that darkness follows you. I can feel the darkness. I can feel the terrible deeds. I don't ever want to hear piano at my house.
No. Especially because you don't have one.
No. Probably Lynn next door. Lynn, shut up.
Jaden, haunted houses.
Yeah, mate, I was down visiting my family in Tassie recently and we stayed at my wife's grandmother's house. And basically, sort of, one night I got to the toilet and I could hear footsteps in the hallway, and when I got up, there was no one there, and the next night the same thing happened.
Yeah.
And then, like, it wasn't like a creaking floor, it was very distinct.
It was like footsteps.
Yeah.
Correct, yeah. So when I got up out of the loo and back towards the bedroom I was sleeping with my one-year-old, basically... walked up towards the hallway towards the door, and I could hear the footsteps coming towards me, and I had my sort of gum and watch, and I could, there was a shine of light, and there's no one there, everyone's in bed. I open the door and get this like gush of breath in my face. It smells like whiskey and cigarettes.
Oh.
And no one's there at all. And everyone's sort of thinking that potentially my wife's great grandfather that built the house that's still there and was watching over my son, sort of thing.
Oh.
He loved to smoke too.
He loved to smoke and a drink.
Yeah. So he was a prisoner of war in Burma, so he's probably not at peace, to be honest. But,
yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh.
We don't need his whole story.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
How's this for a poo nightmare?
Mm-hmm.
And you know I'm reluctant to talk about poo stories on the radio.
Oh, no.
firefighters in Washington State, California, rescued a woman who fell into what they describe as a vault toilet, but what we would just describe as the old long drop.
Yep.
While trying to retrieve her phone at the national park. She was using a toilet following a hike when she dropped her mobile phone down what they've called the cavity of the toilet.
So basically the drain.
I don't like the cavity.
No, I don't think it's a drain, really.
It's a chute. Yeah, it's a hole in the ground. Full of poo. The woman attempted to take the toilet apart. She pulled the seat off. She started mucking around with the housing. Then she started to use her dog's leash to try and fish the phone out of the poo.
Just leave the phone.
Yeah.
Then she started using the leashes to help support herself. So I'm assuming it's like a hanging down.
She's abseiling.
She's pushed off the wall.
Yeah.
She's rigged up a makeshift harness.
I'm picturing Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yeah. I always picture that.
Hanging from the ceiling.
Just like arms out. Yeah. I can get this phone with my mouth.
There's no risk of anything going wrong here.
I can't imagine what would. Well, it turns out, yeah.
My phone's covered in someone else's poo.
You're leaving it.
It's not. I'm not touching it.
Correct. At what point do you give up on a phone? Yeah. I reckon when you've dropped it into a national park's outdoor toilet, I reckon you could write that phone off unless there's photos or videos on that phone that are irreplaceable.
That's why we have the cloud.
Can you make the cloud go on from outside of your phone? Do you have to have that handset to make the cloud go on?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, no, could you just leave it there and go, well, I'll make all of that go to the cloud?
No, you have to preempt it.
Oh, so my phone updates by itself every couple of days to the cloud.
Yeah, I don't do the cloud ever since I've seen J-Law naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once I saw her naked, I went, I'm not doing
Delete your nudes, Marty.
I'm not doing the cloud. I'm not having anyone.
Do you know that the cloud is an actual place, like in the desert somewhere? Yes. It's an actual facility where it stores all of our things.
I think it's in
Nevada.
It's
not the cloud. I always thought it was like Mike TV in Willy Wonka.
Yeah, so did I. I thought it was just stuff floating around upstairs, like gods.
No.
It's just another hard drive.
It's a hard drive.
Oh, it's just a giant hard drive.
Yeah.
Where everyone's stuff goes.
Yes. Isn't that insane?
It's a bit like the national park toilet.
Yeah.
It gets worse, this story. She tried the leashes, then she's fallen head first into the toilet. Head first. She was stuck down there for 20 minutes trying to climb out of all the poo, all the strangers' poo. And she used her phone to call emergency services, and they got there and eventually got her out.
Still worked.
The woman, the phone still worked. I mean, they're for about 30 minutes, apparently, you can have them in water.
Yeah.
The woman was not injured during the incident, and the fire department said the patient was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases, particularly if I'd been there earlier. And then she chose to decline medical attention.
Poo.
I'm right. I'll have a quick shower.
Poo.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Now it's time for Lauren's Little Quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Marty, take it on Loza, Quizmaster William.
Firstly, tell people what the game is, William.
Synonym.
I read out the title of a TV series with every word changed by a thesaurus.
Good.
Yell out the answer if you think you know. Marty's taking on Lauren. Best of five, first of three. And today's theme is animated shows.
Fabulous.
Animated shows. And it could be anything from movies through to sort of short films.
TV.
TV shows, of course. You said that.
Animated movies, TV shows. But it could be kids' shows or adult shows.
I just went from movies through to short films.
No.
It's a TV show.
You just had a go.
No movies.
Clearly I wasn't listening to Will.
Here we go. Question one. Condiment swine.
Ooh. Peppa Pig.
Yes!
Oh, Marty, yes!
Peppa! All is that a condiment?
Peppa Pig.
Peppa?
Synonym for
this
Peppa.
This is my it's little brother, George.
It's not a seasoning. I was thinking saucy pig.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking saucy pig too, but then I didn't like thinking about myself like that. Oh, you saucy pig.
Well done, Marty.
Seasoning was a better synonym.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, point on the board for you, Marty.
I just feel as long as someone gets it, the question's fine.
Yeah.
That's not in the spirit of the game.
What?
You need to have good synonyms. I'm in.
Here we go. Feel free to write one week. I'd love to play.
Seasoning swine. Exactly what matters.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Question two. Cerulean-y.
Pardon?
Cerulean-y.
Is that a colour?
Cerulean-y.
I don't even know what that means.
What is
it? Me neither.
It's bluey.
What? What is cerulean-y?
It's another word for blue.
Ah.
It's like sky blue.
Oh, my God.
I was hoping someone... You knew it was a colour.
I did, but...
Yeah, how good's the theme?
I missed bluey.
Me too.
Because my kids weren't young enough for Bluey.
Currently on.
Yeah, I know. Bluey's the big one.
Big show.
It's the big one, mate.
Put Brisbane on the map.
I've never seen Bluey.
How much money is old Bluey making for old mate?
There'd be a lot of parents in cars right now that know Bluey.
Oh, God, yeah.
They would have been screaming.
This is that generation's show.
Yep. Question three, Marty's on one. Thine small Shetland.
My Little Pony.
Yes, My Little Pony.
Stinking Pony Club.
My Little Pony.
I wasn't a big consumer of My Little Pony.
No, me neither.
Isn't there a whole group of people fans of My Little Pony?
Is there? Yeah, what are they called?
What are they called, Matthew? Are they gay guys? The Little Ponies? Or have I just added something that was completely unnecessary?
Bronies.
Question four. Adolescent freakish assassin reptiles.
Yes,
too easy.
Oh, wow.
Christ.
You watch that? Teenage
Mutant. Nah.
Sorry for yelling so hard.
Didn't watch that either. It was. I think it was on when I was.
Oh yeah,
a kid.
It would have been.
Yeah, it was.
How long's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles been on?
Since the '80s, maybe.
Yeah, I reckon.
80s, 90s.
Yeah.
So what's the scoreboard, by the way?
Lauren's on two, Marty's on one. This is for the win. For Lauren, Marty to take it to a tie break.
He will.
Matt Mice.
Matt Mice. Mighty Mouse. Nope.
No.
Matt Mice.
Yes.
Matt Mice.
Matt Mice. Matt Mice.
Anything, Marty?
No.
No?
Synonym for Matt?
Something rat.
Yeah. Mice. Plural.
I think we're out of time with that one.
Yeah.
I really want to work you through it because this is no. it.
What is,
why?
What is
oh.
it?
Why?
Oh. Oh, right.
Lauren wins otherwise.
Oh.
You had the word, synonym for mice.
Mouse.
No.
Rat.
Yeah, synonym. Plural.
He rat. Could be here a while.
And then Matt.
You've got time.
Matt.
Carpet rats.
Flappy rat.
Rug rats.
Yes!
Oh! Yes!
Oh! Carpet rats.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Will's like, yeah. And
Rugrats.
Like charades.
For carpet.
It doesn't count.
It counts. Absolutely counts.
Cork tiles. Rats.
Lino rats. Lauren 2, Marty 2.
Yeah. Right. Tiebreaker.
So, tiebreaker.
Oh, God, I'd love you to win this. For the win.
Gotta kill someone.
Direction Grassland.
Direction Grassland.
Compass direction, grassland. Someone's got to get it.
Compass direction.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't know what to do. We have another one, but I think it's harder.
Okay, buzz it out.
All right.
South Park.
Oh, of course. Grassland. Meadow.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, this is a long one. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, okay. For the win. The Quartz Rocks.
The Quartz Rocks?
Yes.
Well, you should get this one, Marty.
Fraggle Rock.
No.
Oh, no. The
well, then I get a turn. He just had a guess.
Yeah,
that wasn't it.
It's just open.
Quartz Rocks.
Well, you change the rules of this game.
No, it's,
every
this
day.
Is free guessing.
It's an animation.
Quartz Rock.
Yes. Synonym for rocks.
Rocks.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I don't know it.
I have to bust it out.
Hang on.
I think he had it.
Oh. Please don't!
Yes!
It's ah!
Oh my God. I'm pulling teeth. Lauren wins.
People in their cars will be screaming at their radios. That's what it's all about. Engaging.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Slow news day. Slow news day time, Marty.
Only fans model has world's largest bum. this is a slow news day, if I've seen one. A Swedish-only fans model who has had 5 Brazilian butt lifts in a bid to have the world's biggest bum has revealed that she struggles to fit into chairs.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Well, I don't know what Natasha Crown expected.
Nah.
She's put on Instagram an image to highlight the reality of having a large rear, but this is a large rear that she wanted for herself.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted her butt to be this big.
That she's paid for.
That she's paid for.
She makes it a bit bigger. She won't need a chair. She can just lean back slightly.
Yeah, like a Swiss ball.
Please, don't do that. That's not who you are.
It's about the size of a wombat.
Oh, hang on, Matthew. Let's not describe it with mammals.
All the things.
Mammals.
2 million
is... Is a wombat a mammal?
Oh, I never know. I never know what the rules are.
It's a marsupial.
It's not a fish, I know that. 2 million Instagram followers. She showed herself struggling to get into a chair. She said, and this is why it's such a wonderfully slow news day, no chair is ever enough.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Best of.
A first-time mum has told of the major spat that she had with her husband that caused him to miss the birth, and we are asking the question, did you miss the birth? I tell you who won't have missed the birth, the mums.
No.
No, absolutely.
A first-time mum has told of the major spat she had with her husband caused him to miss the birth of their first child after he called her a hormonal mess in the delivery room.
What is he thinking?
A hormonal mess. Well, off you go, buddy. You're out.
Yep. Wasn't a smart move.
The 32-year-old mum said, we were in the delivery room together. All was going well. I was in a lot of pain and he was being really supportive.
Nice. That's going all right.
Okay.
She said the midwife was asking questions to ease her mind between contractions and innocently asked if the couple were excited about the pregnancy coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
I said that yes, because it's been hard for me, and my husband snorted and said, for me too, she was so difficult.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Oh, wrong day for that one. Because ladies get a bit funny on the birthing days.
I wonder if she's misquoted.
A bit funny.
She may have misquoted him a little.
She might have misheard him too.
We don't know about the context.
What do you think he might have said instead?
She was wonderful. And has been wonderful all the way through.
The entire time, the 9 months.
The day of is not the day to start throwing your lady under the bus.
No.
Perhaps after, you know, once the sort of glow of the new child is starting to wane a little bit, maybe then it's like, let's have dinner. Let's go out. Please get your mum to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're out, you go, I've got to say a couple of things about the pregnancy.
Oh, no.
In your position, you go, you were amazing. Firstly, you were unbelievable. I don't know how women do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people talk about God, this is one of the few times that I ever think there is a supreme being and a creator.
Mm-hmm.
You get that bit out of the way. And you go, if there was a couple of issues, and I'm not saying there was, but if there was, you were pretty hormonal and you're a bit up and down.
Are you okay?
What's to gain from that chat?
That is so brave.
Because you've got to get it off your chest.
Why do you have to get it off your chest?
Because otherwise men live with that sort of stuff and it causes problems for them.
Mike.
Oh, no.
This is so cheeky.
That was.
This is wonderful. The midwife chipped in, as they do, because God almighty, that's an invented job if ever there was one.
Delivering babies.
Doula. Doula more like.
Doula's a bit different to a midwife.
Midwife tried to change the subject after the husband had snorted and said, for me, she was so difficult. For me, it was so difficult. And she tried to change the subject, and the woman pushed the issue, asking her husband what he meant. So she's given it a bit of, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he's happy it's all over and he'll get his wife back and the hormonal mess is over.
Oh, wow.
No, really
double down here.
No, mate. Yeah. You were given an opportunity to change your angle when the midwife tried to change the subject.
Yep.
And then your wife said, what do you mean? You could have gone, I don't mean a thing.
I was joking.
I mean, I'm going to get us a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
And you leave. You have 10 minutes out of the room.
Yep.
I yelled at him to get the F out and he was pissed off. And called me an a-hole for making him miss his kid's birth and stormed off.
He sounds like a pig.
Yeah.
he doesn't sound pleasant, that's for sure. That.
He's got,
Did you miss the birth, Glenn? What happened?
We had our twins last year in the
lockdown.
And it was right after COVID kicked in.
Yeah.
And the old ladies decided that her old lady, her mother, was a bit more important to have there than old father.
No way. Because of the restrictions on people in the room, you ended up getting punted for the mother-in-law.
It was a bit of a situation with the whole kerfuffle, and then suddenly I got the flu right as it was happening.
Yeah.
And with the whole, you know, zombie apocalypse setting in, we didn't know whether I should come in, so I didn't get to meet him for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, Glenn. Oh my God. See, you forget about those stories, don't you?
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
As we went through the pandemic, that a lot of fathers probably missed the birth.
Yeah.
Because ladies have to have their mothers around.
A lot of them had their husbands with them.
Yeah, just in that situation.
What do you reckon the split would be between mums and husbands being there?
40-60.
That is ridiculous.
So 4 out of 10 mothers would have been there instead of fathers.
Do you think?
Let's do a poll on it.
I think maybe if the father wasn't in the picture, but I highly doubt.
4.
Okay.
4 is the actual
You don't think 40-60? What do you think?
20-80? You're not
maybe.
Great. You're
not. I'm not good at maths, but maybe 20-80. But even that, I think that's far.
2 out of 10?
You're never going to let your husband. You're just trying to get me annoyed.
You're trying to do fractions.
2 out of 10, but maybe 10 out of 20.
2 out of 10, but maybe 6 out of 8.
20%.
Now I can't even think. There's too many numbers.
The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M.
We're having a bit of fun. We got a message on Instagram the other day, and it started a whole thread there about what tradies are having for breakfast. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
What are you having for brekkie?
What you having for breakfast? It's melted our Instagram account with what you having for breakfast.
Well, Aaron reckons you should see some of the things that people are buying from servos at 5:30 in the morning. He likes leftover lasagna for breakfast.
Nice.
There's an example. Oh, the more unusual, the better.
All right. Tradies will eat anything.
Absolutely.
Folklore. They have no hours and no food references and no issues about what they eat whenever, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
If you're ever lucky enough to spend time with them on site and watch what they consume, it's eye-watering. Mm. What are you having for breakfast, Jesse?
G'day, how's it going? This morning I had a leftover HSP and Dare Ice coffee.
Yes.
Yes. So a halal snack pack and a chocolate-flavoured milk.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, wow. Iced coffee.
An iced coffee. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yum. Yeah. How good's a HSP?
Well, at 5 to 7, I'm not sure how good it is. Hello, Callum. What are you having for brekkie?
For breakfast today, we are having a shot of coffee from the 7-Eleven servo. Yes. And then we also grab...
Oh.
Well, we'll put you on hold too, Callum.
Callum's accidentally put us on hold.
That's the music.
That's the first time we've ever been put on hold.
I think he's back.
Callum?
Hello.
What are you having?
We are having a shot of coffee from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You get an up and go.
An up and go with
together.
A shot of coffee in it. Oh. I mean, it's a little sort of the vanilla flavoured up and go.
We're all about the mocha here.
Yeah, the mocha.
It is. It's a mocha.
We're all about the mocha.
7-Eleven coffee is good for a dollar. It's very good.
Yeah. Dollar coffee.
That is clever.
That's a very clever breakfast. Mm,
it's a mocha.
It's like when you put it in a thick shake at McDonald's.
Hello, Steph.
Hello. How are you going?
Wonderful, mate. What are you having for brekkie?
I'm having a vegan up and go with a 4-20 pie, and I also had some leftover soup I made last night.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's a huge breakfast.
Wow. It's a degustation.
But she's been up for hours, though.
It's a degustation. Yeah. Matching wine, Steph, or your way?
Pardon?
It doesn't matter, mate. Andrew, what are you having for breakfast?
Oh, g'day, Marty. How are you, Tim?
Smash down
2 hot dogs and a V for breakfast.
Oh. 2 hot dogs and a V. Wow.
That's what your stomach wants.
Chris, what are you having for breakfast?
I've got pizza, mate. Good old capricciosa and bun with the lot.
Why pizza? Not? 2 different types of pizza.
Any drinks?
No, I haven't got a drink yet. I haven't quite got to the office, but...
Stay out of it, Loz. No drinks.
It's a no for Loz.
It's a no for Loz.
Yeah, the record.
Jesse, hey, what are you having?
Hey, guys. I'm having a sausage roll from 7-Eleven and a small pack of Skittles.
Oh, my God.
Skittles?
Child, Jesse.
That's it. And then at lunch, Dad brings the barbecue in every day and we can have a cook up on site.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's astounding what's going on out there.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Have you got a tight mate? I love this phoner. Do you have a tight mate? Have you got a mate who's just super tight? You know, you're always buying him lunch or he never does a thing for you.
Split the bill type thing.
Have you got a tight mate? What about this American mum who regularly posts vegan recipes on TikTok? I can't imagine how many downloads she's getting. Has horrified her followers with one question. The woman whose TikTok handle is My plant-based fam, oh, how horrendous, yeah. had this to say.
Okay, I need you guys to settle a debate for me. So I wanted a different type of pasta, and my son did not touch his pasta during lunch. So I decided to save the pasta by rinsing off the sauce and then creating the pasta I wanted to have again.
Rinsing off the sauce.
Rinsing the sauce off the spiral pasta. I don't know what that sort of pasta's called.
Oh. Yes.
And she's rinsed, she's got it in a colander, and she's just rinsed all the sauce off it, so she's basically left with clean pasta. I mean, what's pasta cost a box?
$73 Bought some for 79 cents yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving it away.
Yeah.
She thought nothing of it, but her partner was mortified. He was looking at me like I was crazy when I was rinsing off the pasta. Yeah. So I got to know, is it weird or is it a bad way to reduce or is it a good way to reduce food waste?
It's the pasta spirals.
Fusilli. That's what this is.
Fusilli.
Yeah. Fusilli, yeah.
Fusilli woman. Yeah. You fusilli woman.
Fusilli sausage.
You fusilli sausage. Now, accents are not required.
No, not required.
Ever.
I don't know why I find this so disturbing.
It's disgusting because pasta comes out wet, so it's weird that when it gets wet again, that's disgusting.
It's wetter.
Wet food is foul.
No. Yeah, I don't like wet food. Oh, a little pool of water at the bottom of a pasta bowl. It's like, what have you done? Did you drain the pasta?
Yeah.
It's probably been frozen. It's
yes, very good.
Reheated.
Yeah. When I ask you to make me a meal, I don't expect you to serve it up looking like this.
No, I don't want residue.
How about we have another go?
Jacob, you have a tight mate.
Just to give you a bit of an idea, a little while ago, me and four mates jumped in an Uber in the city.
Yeah.
One of our mates has covered it, and the next morning we woke up to a message from her asking each of us to transfer her $2.50.
Oh, that's outrageous. $2.50. Surely to God, Jacob, she was joking.
Well, she was the first one out of all of us to buy a house, so I guess being tight works.
Interesting observation. Yeah. She's a homeowner who's asking people for $2.50 after an Uber ride.
Mm.
We had a little whiteboard at our little share house, and a housemate put 36 cents on it for pegs.
Oh, my God.
I just remembered
36
that.
36 cents for pegs.
Oh, sure. We can just ignore the pegs.
We don't even have cents anymore.
Oh, no.
Like the 1 cent.
6
like
cents.
The black and gold pegs.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
We've got some really good ones. Andy is my favourite. My old man used to put bricks in the bath as a space saver to save water.
Yeah, to put the water level up.
What?
Because it displaces water.
I get it now.
Oh, right. Oh, really?
Clever.
Money on water. People do that with their cisterns. Put a brick in there.
In the toilet.
In the toilet.
Mm.
Oh,
my God.
Harry, do you have a tight mate?
I certainly do. On the beers with the boys at the pub, we've got a mate that won't pay the 7 cent transaction fee on the FPOS.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, there is.
Well, you don't know when payday is.
he'll go and get cash out somewhere else, or he'll get someone else to buy the round fee on the 7 cents.
So he doesn't have to, like, if you say to the barman, hey, can you give me $50 cash, that costs you 7 cents and he won't pay it?
Yeah, correct. Or he'll run up a tab instead.
Oh, wow.
That's super very tight.
Walking to the ATM, is that not worth 7 cents to
of
you?
Of course.
Like your time?
7 cents isn't even money to me. Yeah. That's just seven. That's just a number.
A rounding error.
Yeah. What's the number that you'd bend over and pick up off the street?
Ten.
It's always a fun
$10
game.
Note.
$10 note.
You wouldn't,
you wouldn't bend $2. Over for a $5.
Oh, I'd pick up a coin.
You wouldn't pick up a two?
I'd pick up a coin, a gold coin.
I think so.
I forgot they existed. I haven't used cash in so long. Yeah,
not a lot of coins around. That's why I always feel bad walking past homeless people, because who's got coins anymore?
I give homeless people any money I have on me. This is why I never have cash, because if I have it, it goes.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad because I can't give it to the next guy. I say, well, I just gave that guy my $10.
I don't even have a wallet anymore.
I haven't had cash for months.
I got cash the other day and I was like, oh.
Yeah. What's this?
How exciting. Got cash.
Corey.
I must owe this to someone.
Do you have a tight mate, Corey?
I've got the ultimate tight wad. He will go to KFC, drive through, get the 8-piece box, eat a bit, drive around, go inside and see the manager. So, mate, you've burnt me. There's only 7 pieces.
Just for one piece of chicken. Who could be bothered?
No, because he's eaten the one piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Then he's gone in and got another box, and his name's Paul Maher.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. I'd love to hear from a lady, like right now, things that turn them off men, instant turn-offs. I mean, I'm not expecting a deluge of ladies to call.
Right.
Because men are pretty hard to find fault with. That's been my experience. I can't hear anyone arguing.
Lauren's not laughing.
Loza?
Yeah?
What instantly turns you off a man?
It depends. I can very easily find a fault in a person.
Well, who can't? Yeah. I mean, that's what I was made for.
But
you look for them, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course.
If you're not into it, you can find a fault.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very easily.
Of course.
I think.
Give us a call, ladies. 1-333-53. What instantly turns you off men where you just go, bang, deal breaker.
Mm.
Where you just go, that's gross, you're a pig.
Yeah.
An online debate was sparked after a woman asked a popular Facebook group what gives them the ick,
yeah,
as it's described. Hundreds responded by listing their turn-offs in men, which I find outrageous. What are the common turn-offs when dating? Dirty fingernails, yeah, is in the list.
Or really heavily bitten fingernails.
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes that. I don't think that's necessarily a turn-off in just men.
No.
The dirty, filthy fingernails that have been bitten down to the nub.
Yeah. Alternatively, Mish on Instagram said, doesn't clip his nails.
Oh, yeah, too long. I do hate
John,
that as
John
well.
John Butler Trio style.
Yeah,
holy
gross.
Hell, when I saw that guy's thumbnail, I nearly vomited.
Yeah, I do love a nicely...
Like talons.
Manicured hand.
Oh, John Butler, trim your nails.
So men, they've got to hit the sweet spot.
You all have very nice hands in here.
I keep my nails short. So that I, you know, I can play netball, yeah, basically.
Here if you need.
Yeah, here if you need. WD. Oh, what's that on the back of your knee? Eating loudly turns ladies off men.
Gross.
Particularly, and I've noticed this with certain cultures, when they eat noodle dishes, it can get very loud.
It's slurpy. It is hard to eat a noodle dish without slurping, though.
Mm, but I've seen some pretty outrageous eating of noodle dishes where I just go, mate, sit up.
Really?
Sit up. Like George Columbaris. Bad hygiene. Well, I don't think anyone wants bad hygiene. Look, the list goes on. Laziness, road rage, short temper. Nobody wants somebody with a short temper in their life. And smoking is an interesting one now.
Yeah.
Smoking stinks. And smokers who don't think they stink are hilarious. Because you stink like an ashtray.
Yeah.
You filthy people.
We got some ladies, Marty.
This is great.
Should we go to the break and come back with them?
Well, up to you.
What do you think?
Let's take Sarah first.
Okay.
Yeah, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, you there?
I'm here.
What turns you off immediately, Sarah?
So it's not an ick thing, but it's really bad grammar.
Yes.
Like the first sentence and they reply with, you know, and the there, like
Okay, that drives you nuts.
Two and two, there.
There are three types of two.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sarah doesn't like bad grammar in a man. Caroline, how are you going?
Hey, good guys. Long time, first time.
Good on you, Caroline. Thank you. What immediately turns you off men?
It would have to be the really bad rug on top of the head.
Oh, you don't see a lot of that these days, the old toupee.
No, but when you see one, you can spot it a mile.
It's usually an older gent now, isn't it? And it's always the back. It's the front and the back of rugs that give them away.
Oh, terrible. And you know what? With Ashley and Martin, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of younger guys out there that are struggling.
Is this a pitch for Ashley and Martin, Caroline? Are you working for them? Because I felt like I was in the middle of an ad there.
We're joined by Caroline and Ashley and Martin.
Ashley and Martin. And you can get help if you're a young guy out there struggling with hair loss. What do we have on Insta, Loz?
Well, not in that shirt, says, which I don't think this is very fair,
it's
when they can't say three properly.
Three. Oh, that's a really specific thing, isn't it?
Oh, that is.
Too specific.
Personal. And Kaz says, when they don't love the Marty Sheargold Show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look out. It's going to cause some problems, for sure.
Well, you've got to love the Marty Sheargold Show, I guess. For the ladies to like you.
The Marty Sheargold Show returns Monday, July 11. On Triple M.